proclamation number 7367 dated the May 19th, 1959. Purifying the heart. I want to be the only ruler in my house, and therefore you should have discarded everything if you want to receive me in your heart, for there may not be any space for the other one anymore, because I cannot dwell where he still resides. It is certainly a difficult task for you to completely purify your heart, to cast off all cravings, to fight against all faults and weaknesses and to prepare your heart for me as an abode where everything is bright and clear and where I can subsequently stay in order to make you already happy on earth as well as one day in eternity. For my presence will result in this beatitude, my presence will not remain ineffective. My presence signifies for you the soul's increasing maturity, wisdom and strength to accomplish that which was previously impossible for you. When I'm within of you, you will no longer feel lonely and forsaken. You will know yourselves safe and secure at your Father's heart, that you will no longer be threatened by dangers, that my adversary will no longer be able to oppress you and that you are ever closer to your perfection. Because your unity with me is assured to you, which means everything to you. But first you will have to purify your hearts, you must do everything in your power to throw out the one who wants to possess you forever but who is your ruin. But Roman 1, 2, want to take abode in you and possess you forever. However, I cannot share you with him, your heart must be entirely my possession. And this can only happen if your love belongs entirely to me, and that means that you no longer desire or would like to possess anything else but me alone. Hence, all earthly craving must have been eradicated. You should not desire anything else but only to be your Father's child and to be able to communicate like children with your Father. An heartfelt contact also requires a heartfelt union. The child must be close to the father must be with his child, thus take abode in your hearts. You are unaware of the supreme bliss felt by the child when it feels utterly secure in the father's arms, when it is no longer afraid, when it no longer needs to fear adversity, hardship or persecutions. When it has found peace within itself, which only heartfelt fatherly love can bestow on the child. And all of you can attain this peace if only you are serious about purifying your heart so that you will be able to receive me in it. All anxiety will disappear, all restlessness will leave you, weaknesses and afflictions will be unknown to you. You will take your paths in strength and clarity because you will no longer walk alone but will live your earthly life in constant company with me and thus your enemy. My adversary will no longer be able to pressurize you either, since you will no longer find any crevice in which he could hide, for my presence in your heart has made it so bright that he is no longer able to hide anywhere. For he takes flight from the light and even more from my presence. Therefore, if you want to attain inner peace then you should merely allow me to move into your heart and purify it from everything which might still prevent me from entering. And I want to help you with this work as soon as I perceive that you yearn for my presence. Then I will grant you the strength to do everything in your power in order to make your heart worthy as an abode for me. And I will gladly move in and remain with you forever, for I then will never leave my child again once it has completely handed itself over to me. Amen.